I thought we started well. Finally, we started playing football and kept the ball on the team. And after half an hour playing, their first opportunity went in. And that was a mental thing for us at that moment. And second half, we tried to push them. And of course, with the injury of Johan and Tony Watt struggling, at the end we were 9-10 men on the pitch, which it makes it more difficult to push.
And not many chances created by either side in the first half. Does it worry you that the lack of chances that the Charlton were creating today?
Of course, but I think the Dons team only created their chances after we were taking a lot of risks and giving them a lot of space. I think for the first half we had the game in our hand.
You were forced to make some changes again tonight. Was that an indication of how the squad is still struggling to regain full fitness?
We know at this moment there's a lot of difference in the fitness of the players, and we try to manage that, but everybody knows we cannot do this in 1 or 2 weeks.
It looked like a nasty injury to Johan Berg-Gummerson. Do you know the extent of that yet?
Well, it looks... we'll see it following days, but it's clear that the studs for the player went in his leg, so I'm surprised we didn't even get a foul for that.
Obviously, 17-year-old Ademola Lookman, a big day for him, but is that an indication of the fact that the squad's a little bit short at the moment? You have to bring in 17-year-olds to play in the Championship.
Well, I thought he did a good job for his first game in a difficult game, and he's showing qualities, and I think the fact that Jason Ewell is in our coaching staff, and he knows the player very well, and I think the players with the most fresh legs should be involved at this moment.
So obviously the bad run continues. Can you see a way to turn this around?
Get a win as soon as possible. Yeah.
And your position is still interim. Have you heard any further on how long that will be, or whether you're likely to stay?
It's not about me. The only concern is the team, and I don't think there are other concerns at this moment.